Chase always makes me look good.
All right, Chase Sexton. Hey, RJ Hampshire on the podium this week again, your second week in a row. Nice work, man. Way to end the series with a bang.
Yeah, definitely. It is. It started out a little rough for me, but we definitely made a lot of improvements on the bike and definitely showed these last couple of nationals. And, yeah, we've been out there, so it's good.
That's second moto didn't go as well as you. Some good crashes, like pretty high speed ones.
Yeah,
thankfully you got third overall.
You got to get the variety if you're going to do it. I mean, I got in a second when RJ fell, and I was like, well, it's either now or never. I just made a run to try and catch Aaron, and I started seeing him closer and closer, and I was like, man, I could get it. And I was like, I'm over being a conservative. I'm going to go for it. And it didn't quite work out, but, you know, second or third on the podium, I don't really care. So I wanted to win.
First moto or second moto, I don't know which track was better. I see pros and cons to both. Was there one that was better?
Second moto was better for sure, but they were both, like, gnarly. Like, obviously, you could tell I was not very good at it second moto, so I like to say probably first moto, but I think I only fell like one time first moto, so that's pretty good.
You're a good mud rider normally, an Illinois guy, so you certainly rode it a fair share. I don't know if that's something to do with it. I mean, we saw you last week in the dry. You were fast also, but...
Yeah, I mean, I wanted it to be dry because I wanted to win a moto. That was my goal, and I to tell the truth, I thought I won the first moto. I did not know Aaron was in front of me. And I saw another star where I was like, oh, that's Aaron. I just passed him. Nope, it wasn't Aaron. I was a little bummed. But, it's good to get back on the podium with a second. And I got fifth the second moto, but I got docked a lap, so sixth.
Yeah, docked for some positions. Hey, this week, talk of the pits was Chad Reed riding here. You were at the sandbox with him, Kenny and Chad. And I don't know. I mean, you know,
you...
He went 5.7.
Oh, I just made
5.6, something like that. Wow,
I bet on him. I told someone, I bet one of the mechanics $25 that he was going to be in the top 10. And it ended up raining, so it increased my chances he was going to be in the top 10. So I'm $25 richer.
Nice job. I'm actually poor because I bet outside the top 10. But I didn't know about the mud. Like, the mud kind of throws everything for a whack. So, but anyways, for you, I mean, look, you're a star of the sport already, but is that pretty cool? I mean, do you like that? Is that something to remember?
Yeah, for sure. We're talking about Chad, right?
Yeah.
No, Chad, he's been my riding, like, hero my whole coming up. And, I mean, it's cool to be able to ride with him and stuff now. And, yeah, I'm definitely. It's definitely cool to go to his place and see like all the trophies and everything. And his he had his 04 252 stroke in the garage the other day, and that thing looked sweet when he won the championship. So it's cool.
I did build one of those week in and week out with Ferry, by the way. So.
Yeah, I mean it's basically same thing. So
sucks the season's ending, huh? Or no?
It's my first full season. I give it up to the 450 guys. Those guys are gnarly. Like seven. I don't know how many rounds they raced, 29 or something?
29.
That's ridiculous. And they get barely any break. And I only raced 10 and 12, so 22, which isn't, that's a lot. But I'm pretty smoked. I had not a lot in the tank today. I don't know if I didn't sleep very well last night, but I was feeling it out there. Obviously, you could tell second moto. But I'm ready for a break. It's nice to be on the podium and not have to go home with my tail between my legs. So.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we've been waiting for podium Chase Sexton to show up. And here you are, two in a row. So keep that going. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.